Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Guess who?
Who is this?
Hello?
Red?
Hey.
Is Peter there?
Hi. This is Rush Limbaugh.
How would you like to go fuck yourself?
Call back. Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Hug and Kiss? Why can't I find Amanda Hug and Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB.
Hello,
Olin.
Yeah.
Mike there.
Mike who?
Mike.
I'm here. No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
I love Leonard Skinner. Don't play enough of it. KGB, WKGB.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Is there an alcoholic here?
How would you like to go fuck yourself, you fucking motherfucker?
In between that, slip in Act Naturally by Buck Owens, because I'm tripping my face off.
Oh, man.
Drugs! Too drunk to fuck. By the Dead Kennedys. You ever put your heads in an oven?
I love Leonard Skinner. You don't play enough of it. KGB, WKGB.
I'm bringing it myself down there with about a 55-gallon drum of whoop-ass, and I'm going to open it on you.
What kind of gravy do you want to?
Man gravy.
Yes, this is Tony DeLoge, and I'm running for district selectman, and I'm trying to secure your family vote.
And I'm going to get $100, yay! A free cell phone and $100, yay! That's great!
Hello?
Hi, is Jim around?
Who's calling, please?
This is his friend, Saul.
You little pig,
this son of a bitch. Sounds like Tim Anders.
I want to join the nudist camp at the beaches.
You do?
Yes.
It says retro casting, 1970s. Perfect opportunity.
Ooh, I smell bacon. Do you smell bacon?
No.
Man gravy.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Go get my pizza. Hold on.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 96, Radio Labyrinth, episode 96. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Autumn Fisher is getting herself some pizza from Aldi, and we were making fun of her about that.
Aldi might have good pizza. I've never been to Aldi.
Frozen pizza's not too bad. We get it from the DeKalb Farmers Market. Shit's good.
Frozen?
Yeah. Well, they make it there, and, you know, the cabs, everything's organic and fresh. I think they fly it in from India.
Nice.
I don't know if they fly it in from India. How you been, Jeff?
Good. You?
Yeah, pretty good. Did you have a good weekend watching football?
No.
No? Why not? Because you didn't watch football.
Yeah, I didn't really watch much.
You didn't watch the Falcons-Packers game?
I watched a little of that game.
Yeah. That's why I'm not caught up on TV, because I watched
Yeah, I know. I watched the Emmys.
You watched the Emmys?
Yep.
You suck. You hate America.
I know.
You hate America. So
there was some funny stuff. Sean Spicer. I'm sure you heard all about it.
I did. I didn't have to watch it.
Okay, hello.
Hi. We're already doing it. We started the show.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
That's okay. We're making fun of you for your pizza choice.
Was this a frozen?
Do not.
A frozen pizza?
Disparage the frozen? Yes, it is frozen. I think it's frozen.
Yeah.
And the Aldi pizza. It is the best.
Do you have one of those pizza wheels?
Yeah. Do you?
A pizza wheel?
Wheel.
A wheel.
Will you
what
buy
kind
me
of
more
pizza
Aldi
is
pizza?
It? What kind of pizza is it?
A supreme.
Huh?
A supreme.
I mean, that's got the little tiny chunks of green pepper on it and maybe some olives.
No, so, dude, it is awesome.
It's horrible.
I'm telling you.
It's horrible.
Okay, maybe it's not frozen. Maybe it's just refrigerated.
Right.
And it comes in a big cardboard box. Takes like 15 minutes. What? It is the best.
Do you have a Little Caesars up there?
I Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
I love pizza. I love Little Caesars. I haven't had it in a long time.
It's too. It's more expensive.
I know.
No, you got to get the extra most best. It's only $7, and it's covered with extra pepperoni and extra cheese.
Mmm. So you shit
so
like
greasy
a dog.
After though. Don't you feel greasy?
I used to get pizza when I lived in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. I was going to grad school, and then I quit to work at Bob Evans. There was a pizza place down the street from me, owned by this big, hairy, greasy Greek guy. And he made this pizza that was the best. It was so damn good. You know, don't underestimate the Greek people and their pizza. So anyway, this is episode 96. Autumn's joining us. Ira is not here.
Fucking Ira.
Steph is off this week.
Fucking Steph.
Don't say that about Steph. She's got dog shit going on.
She has too much dog shit?
If they're not here, they earn the fucking hashtag.
Fucking hashtag fucking Ira, hashtag fucking stuff. We lost a couple of people this last week, haven't we, Jeff?
The
who died? Who
I'm
died?
I'm looking at your other... Bobby the Brain Heenan died, though.
Yeah, Bobby the Brain Heenan did die. He passed away. He's a wrestling icon. Do you know who that is, Autumn?
No, I don't know.
He was a guy in the 80s who was a manager of a lot of the heels. And he was very, very good at being an actor and, you know, getting the crowd all worked up and doing those things where they get in front of the camera and yell. And he was also an announcer, and he worked in the booth for years with a guy named Gorilla Monsoon. So if you grew up in the 80s watching WWF at the time, wrestling, WWE now, then you know very damn well who he was. And they were always on that show that USA Network showed called Tuesday Night Titans. Do you remember that show, Jeff?
No.
It was like a talk show with Vince McMahon as the host. What are you doing?
She sent me a picture of her pizza, and it does have green peppers on it.
Gross.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like green peppers on anything.
And red peppers.
Oh, even worse. Bell peppers, right?
They're sweet.
No, they're not. They taste like ass.
We call them candy peppers in this house.
Candy peppers. Hey, we're doing a thing here for Bobby Heenan, who croaked.
You know, who's that?
Who cares? Bobby Heenan, he had throat cancer, and I thought he died in the, 10 years ago, but I saw him, pictures of him recently. He had that look that Roger Ebert had, and I'm seriously considering not smoking anymore. It may be too late. But my God, I don't want that surprised look. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
It's terrible. So rest in peace, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
And also Harry Dean Stanton.
Well, yeah, even more importantly, I guess, to Labyrinth fans, Harry Dean Stanton, who just finished, I guess he was able to watch his star turn in Twin Peaks, The Return.
I think your podcast with Eric and English Nick probably killed him.
Yeah, he probably heard that and went, I'm dead. But Harry Dean Stanton, don't you, Autumn?
I did, yeah.
He was the dad in 16 Candles. No, mm-hmm. Pretty in Pink. Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. I thought he did a pretty bad job in that movie, though.
Why?
I felt like his
he phoned it
delivery
in.
Was he phoned yeah, it in. Very stilted and horrible.
John Hughes phoned it in. He was in Red Dawn, and that's one of my favorite scenes, so I'm going to play
Avenge me.
Underneath right now. Yeah, hey, Autumn, you get an A. This is when Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen are walking toward the concentration camp, the Soviet Union is. There we go. Put all the Americans in. There he is.
Boys. Ready?
Oh, there's C. Thomas Howell.
It's like him on Ray Donovan.
Who?
He's on Ray Donovan.
Yeah, he's Ray Donovan's therapist.
Don't talk, don't say anything. Let me look at you.
Daddy.
Yeah, I knew I was right.
Winning.
I knew it.
Someday I'm going to get AIDS.
Alive.
Winning.
I was tough on both of you.
No.
I did things that made you hate me sometimes.
Don't say that, Daddy. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, and then he screams, avenge me.
Avenge me!
Avenge me! So, big loss there. Also, big love. That show was amazing. I loved that show. You didn't watch that, did you?
I tried to get into it, but I could never get into it.
You didn't get into it at all? I dug it.
I watched half of the first season.
You got Jeannie Triplehorn in it. You had...
there was too much ass.
What do you mean? Too much of his ass?
Yeah.
Because you had three wives, man. He was banging them constantly.
I just don't like a lot of ass on my TV shows.
You don't?
No.
No, you better not be watching modern TV. There's also lots of dick.
See, ass feels dated to me.
Yeah, ass is, that's old hat.
Yeah.
If you're watching the douche, you see plenty of knobs.
Yeah, but they're not hard, right?
No, I don't know.
Can't show hard.
Hard knobs. It's not a knob anymore if it's hard.
You can't show hard dicks. Wieners. All right. Well, wiener talk.
On American Gods.
Harry Dean Stanton was in Red Dawn, Alien, Pretty in Pink, Repo Man, Wild at Heart, Christine, Godfather 2, Twin Peaks, and Big Love. Just a very small portion of all the roles he had. Now back to Dix.
Yes.
I am not caught up on the Deuce. Let's do our quick TV wrap up.
Yeah, I didn't watch last night's either. I've still only watched the first one.
So last night's was episode 2.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. South Park last week was fucking amazing. If you're not watching this season, get on it because it was hilarious. They're back to doing one-off episodes every week.
I hope that white people doing renovations kind of carries through where we see more of that.
Yeah, that was funny. That was very funny. And
it's funny. I thought it was crazy that I had thought of that too. Like I was saying, I think on The Doctrine that every
person who's renovating their house, open concept and blah blah blah. I heard you say that.
Yeah,
before.
Open concept.
Yeah, but they're white. They're all white. Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, the people that they're renovating the houses for?
No, the people doing the renovating and the people they're doing them for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but what point were you going to make?
Oh, I just felt cool that I was like, Everybody is renovating their house and it's always an open concept and they put an island in the kitchen and that's it.
They didn't mention shiplap. That's a big thing with Joanna.
Oh, yeah, and they did mention subway tile.
They did. I laughed my...
They mentioned some kind of lap, didn't they? They said we're talking about something.
They didn't say shiplap.
No.
Did they say Carrera marble?
Some other kind of lap. I don't know what.
But when they brought the subway tile up, when we were renovating our kitchen at our condo, my wife bought subway tile. And, okay, here we go. But, she watches that show. She got me into I actually like Chip and Joanna Gaines. What's their show called?
White people doing renovations.
No, it's not called.
Yeah. We live in a barn.
I forget what it's called. Yeah, they do live in a barn, but their house is cool. They seem like cool people. And they do.
She seems like a bitch.
You think so?
She seems like undercurrent of bitch.
Now, explain. Joanna.
I don't know. Her eye makeup looks severe.
It does. Her eyes do look severe. She does throw on the eyeliner and mascara quite a bit.
Yeah, it's too much. And then just the.
He's a doofus. I like doofuses.
He's such a doofus, but she doesn't seem to enjoy it whatsoever.
No, not at all. She always looks like, oh, Jesus, would you shut up?
Right, like, I'm going to smile because the camera's here, but if they weren't here, I'd be fucking pissed.
She's got a nice rack. Anyway.
Does she?
I don't watch any of the renovation shows.
I'm really into Flipping Out.
Now, what's
I watched
Flipping
This
out?
Old House a little.
This Old House?
This Old House.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
That was back in the 80s.
It was a relaxing show.
Yeah, very, very relaxing. So. Anyway.
Flipping Out is on Bravo.
Oh, yeah. I had that channel blocked on
what?
My cable.
It's the only channel I watch.
No, I have it blocked. The other reality show that's on in our house now is Life of Riley, and I want to puke every time.
You mean Life of Kylie?
Yeah, is that her name? Life of Kylie. Yeah. Oh, my God. And the mother. Isn't it supposed to be about Kylie? And the mother is in every fucking scene. I just want to punch her in her fake lips.
Who, Caitlin?
No, her mother.
Oh.
Chris.
I'm not her mother. I'm her father.
I thought you were her mother.
No, I'm her mother.
Did you watch her on Norm?
Yes, I did watch
that.
That
was a good episode.
The Rich Little episode last week was good, too, on Norm MacDonald Live. I looked at his list of guests coming up. I'm not that interested. Margaret Cho, he has got Bobby Lee on again.
Oh, those guys are
funny. I love Bobby Lee.
I like Bobby Lee.
Norm, talking to anybody is good, though.
That is true. I may give it the pass just for Norm MacDonald. Let's see, what else? Preacher, I still haven't watched the finale yet. I started
what?
It. Hey, man, I got shit going on. Ray Donovan, did you watch last night's?
No.
I haven't yet either. The Sinner. You guys watch that show on USA?
No.
Mm-mm.
It has some of the weirdest sister incest shit that I've ever seen on any television show, which means it's the first time I've ever seen it. And then...
Wincest?
No, it's not Wincest. It's weird. It's weird, weird, weird show.
What makes it weird?
Just the... Okay, the premise of the show is there's these two girls who were raised by super Christian parents. The younger girl is sick. The older girl is very pretty and, blossoming into a woman. So the younger girl...
Didn't she kill somebody or something?
Well, yeah, hang on. The younger girl is manipulating her older sister to go out and be a prostitute. They're using those websites like Sugar Babies or whatever to get money from men so they can save up money and leave home and then ostensibly take care of whatever's wrong with the younger sister, her ailments. And the show opens up with... And I can't remember. What's Justin Timberlake's girlfriend's name?
Jessica
Biel. Alba?
Yeah, thank you. No,
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel's on a beach with her kids, I guess, and she sees this guy, and there's a song playing, and it triggers her memory, and she kills the guy. So from that point on, Bill Pullman is the police officer, the detective who's trying to help her, and he has his own problems. He's trying to get back together with his wife, and she doesn't want anything to do with him. And he also goes and sees this big dominatrix lady who steps on his hands. She crushes his fingers. Or she'll bring him into her bosom and smother him. So it's got bondage. It's got Bill Pullman. And it has Jessica Biel.
USA Network, though, so...
They don't edit anything.
Yeah.
No, they swear.
Yeah, they can say shit. And...
Well, they say the F word.
Really?
Yeah, and the C word.
They do. Wow.
But it's an interesting show. It's a show. It's one that my wife watches, so I got into it. Occasionally, I'll get into some of the shows that she likes. And it shocks me because she likes Outlander, which I bet you I would enjoy if I started it from the beginning. You ever watch Outlander, Autumn?
No, I don't watch hardly any dramas.
It's on Showtime. No, yeah. It's on Stars.
Stars, yeah.
You ever seen that, Jeff?
No, I know what it's about. I'm just not into it.
A lot of Game of Thrones people in that show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too girly.
The first thing when I Googled it?
Yeah.
One of the first images is someone's butt.
Yep. Lots of butts. Lots of butts.
So Jeff is out.
Women like butts. And
yeah,
Autumn,
that's so dumb.
You watch something. What'd you watch?
Women like butts. They think it's like the boobs of dudes.
Yeah. Well, who wants to look at dicks? Anyway, Art of the Deal, you watch that on Netflix. What's the Art of the Deal?
It's the parody of like a Donald Trump video that he would have made in the early 90s.
Is that the thing Johnny Depp did?
Yes, with Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you guys watch that at all? Have you seen that?
No. I refuse to watch it. But why? What was it, good or was it funny?
So I didn't care for it at first. I was into it because the premise was interesting, where it was like it was this found footage.
Right.
And Ron Howard was in the beginning of it saying that he found it at like a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the people from Funny or Die. So that's kind of fun. But it was a confusing premise. And I'm sorry, not premise. It was confusing because he would make jokes against himself. But the whole point of it was that it was from him, and that I would have rather that they would have gotten the comedy from when he was just being ridiculous instead of making a joke about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of took me out of it. And then I laughed a couple times, and I thought, I wrote down in my little notes, I was like, hey, it grows on you. And then I stopped watching it. There was 18 minutes left. Like, I'm done.
Oh God. I didn't want to do it. I know Johnny Depp did a good impression of him.
He did, but it was, first of all, it was almost like a PowerPoint presentation with too many words.
What?
His lines were too many.
It's that show, and then the Emmys last night, I knew what the Emmys was going to be. I knew that the Emmys was going to be.
That's why Tim would refuse to watch it, because they made fun of his boy.
No, I just don't like things being shoved down my throat. You know, back in the 80s and 90s and even the early 2000s, there were jokes, and there were political jokes, and people said things. I remember famously Olympia Dukakis saying, "Go Mike," back in 1988 at the Oscars when he was a candidate for president. Her cousin, what was his name? Michael Dukakis. That kind of shit. But last night was a circle jerk. It's lazy. It's boring. It's like Jimmy Kimmel's headlines from last week about Ted Cruz. It's just lazy, 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 mm-hmm. and ham-handed and forced down your throat. And I don't give a shit. You know, I like the shit that you guys make, and the fact that Handmaid's Tale won, and that people are saying that it's indicative of what it would be like underneath a regime. That bitch is a Scientologist, so she's got a lot of nerve making fun of Christians. You know what I'm talking about?
Who's the Scientologist?
The chick from Mad Men.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so piss on it. I just don't care. Do not
Why
care.
Are people Scientologists? Don't they know by now?
They like giving their money away and being shocked. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I like that Lisa Remini show about.
Yes, that's the best.
Yeah, anything that knocks a religion down, I'm into. All right, guys. So that was that. Anything else, Jeff?
I watched the Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later on Netflix.
Yay.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Me too.
I haven't seen that one yet. But
I haven't watched the prequels yet, but I liked the movie and I watched all the 10 years later.
Yeah.
You can burn through those in like a couple hours.
Yeah, it's real easy. It's fun.
God, I'm having a brain fart tonight. It's been a long weekend for me. I did a lot of yard work all weekend long and today. From Law & Order SVU, Christopher Maloney. Is he in it?
Yeah.
He was my favorite character.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. He should do more comedy, that guy.
He's coming back on sci-fi on that, what's the name of that show? It's based on a graphic novel where he sees a giant purple dragon that's going to be voiced by Patton Oswalt.
I saw a preview for that. That looks great.
Looks good.
Hi, it's Tim. If you'd like to support Radio Labyrinth, all you need to do is go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And now, here's a countdown of all the Radio Labyrinth patrons. Coming in at number one, Wendy Muller. At number two, Ryan Humans. He's making his way up the charts. At number three, Darren Downey, followed by Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colehart, Zach Pittman, JB, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk and the Funky Bunch, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler.
If you're thinking about making a donation, go there now. We got great new rewards coming up, including, well, I don't want to give it away just yet. So next week on the show, guys, is a big one. Autumn, you don't have to be on it. It's a big one for me, Jeff.
Autumn, you're fired.
And
oh, man.
Ira, Johnny Brennan of the Jerky Boys. Are you sure he's going to join us next
week? He said so.
All right. That'll be episode 97. He's also the voice of Mort Goldman and was the voice of the late Horace, who used to own the Drunken Clam, on Family Guy. Mort being the Saul Rosenberg character and Horace being the Frank Rizzo character. Now, why is Johnny coming on the show?
Well, I reached out to him on Facebook. I saw he was going to a con out in, I think it was in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, if he's going to cons, maybe he'd want to come on and talk about whatever he's promoting at the con. So
yeah.
I said, hey, you want to come on our podcast? And he, you know, asked me about our podcast and asked me about you. And I told him all the info and he said, yeah, he'd love to come on.
You told him that we're all huge fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you call him Sizzle Chest?
No.
Or Liver Neck?
No.
Did he give you the Huckabuck?
Nope.
He didn't give you the Hucklebuck?
Nope.
You know that Frank Sinatra he checked out, right?
He owed you a lot of money.
He owed me a lot of money. Get me Chuggy Gales. So go to @radio_labyrinth on Twitter or facebook.com/radiolabyrinth. Submit your questions for Johnny Brennan of the Jerky Boys. And check out Johnny's website, thejerkyboys.com. That's thejerkyboys.com. Didn't you say he has a new site?
It's going to go to that URL.
All right.
I think they're working on it, but it's supposed to be going live like this week.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. They have a whole bunch of, like, you can get Frank's Pickle Barrel ass pickles.
Right. They have kind of weird food and stuff on there.
Yeah,
like
but
hot sauces and stuff.
Yeah, Frank's Pickle Barrel ass. What do you want? Sour? Garlic? What kind price?
I pickled day.
So, you know, in celebration of having him on, and I don't want to fanboy out on him too much, but I wanted to give you guys a little history. I love prank phone calls. Everybody knows this. Jeff, do you know this?
Yes.
I love prank phone calls. Do you know this, Autumn?
I did know that.
About me, that I enjoy making prank phone calls.
That's so weird. I did know that.
And did a little research, and I went back in history, and I pinpoint the moment when I found a record. Now, I knew prior to finding this record at the library when I was either in sixth or seventh grade, we had a public library in our town, and you could take records out. I found Steve Allen Funny Phone Calls. It's funny, F-O-N-E, calls. Do you remember that record, Jeff?
It sounds familiar. I don't know if I could name any tracks off it.
I think I might have that.
By today's standards, that record, I guess it's funny in a way. It's not like the shit you hear today, for sure, but here's a little sample.
Hello, is Eddie Jr. there, please?
No, he is, and who is it?
Is this Eddie Sr.?
Yes.
Listen, I understand that Ed got engaged, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an old friend of his.
Oh?
We used to play pool together.
Oh? Down the basement, you mean, or?
What's that?
Stay down the basement, or out of...
Yes, down the basement, off. Yeah.
So he's doing this in front of a live audience, right? And people in the audience are submitting phone numbers and people to call, and he calls this guy, and what I was always amazed by was his ability to ad-lib, because he's ad-libbing all
right.
This, and Steve Allen was, of course, a very funny man. I think, wasn't he the original host of The Tonight Show?
Original?
He was. I think he was the first, and then Jack Parr, and then Johnny Carson.
Right, okay.
So this is him talking to a guy, and again, these are just samples. I'm not playing the whole card.
We used to play in all the basements, as a matter of fact. And you still have the old table?
Oh, yeah.
Good! We're calling from a kind of a noisy party here, and the people are playing.
Now, you hear that beep in the background? When you recorded phone calls, you had to play a beep.
Why?
So people would know that you were recording.
Oh, really?
Because it was illegal then, as it is now, to make prank phone calls.
Yeah, we got to talk to Johnny about that.
Yeah, we do.
The laws and stuff.
The law.
Playing a game.
Yes, I was just wondering who this was, so I can tell him.
This is Art Linkletter.
Oh, Art Linkletter.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're calling from People Are Crummy.
Obviously, this is old.
And we just heard about Eddie Jr. When is the wedding going to be?
November 10th.
November 10th?
Yeah.
Good. Does the young lady know about it yet? She knows about it. Good.
Can you hear
this
song?
Mike and Mar are
here.
Yeah, I can
hear.
Okay.
Yeah?
You know them?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Well, they're under arrest at the moment. So they'll probably be sending you a wire to tell you that this was all on the up and up.
Uh-huh.
And when Eddie gets home, you tell him we all said hello.
Okay, and who is this again?
No, I'm just kidding. This is Steve Allen.
Yes, I understand.
I love that response. So I had all those memorized, and it was two full sides. Listened to that over and over again. Probably had to pay a fine for not bringing it back, because I always did that. Movies from the movie store.
Movie store.
Movie store. Chud is out. We tried to rent Chud once, Autumn. You ever see Chud?
Chud?
Mm-hmm. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Oh, no.
Go rent it right now.
Okay.
So according to the internet, the very first prank phone call was made in 1884 when Alexander Graham Bell pranked his buddy. And
what did that sound like?
Hey, you! Watch and suck my balls! Hey, is your refrigerator running? What's a refrigerator?
Right. I saw your wife's ankles.
Watson, come here. I need you.
Then I read another
to blow me.
I read another story about how when the first phone call was when the phone was first invented.
The first phone call?
First phone call. People were calling somebody was calling the local mortuary. And at that time when somebody died, they had to take bags of ice and shit over to the house and pack them in it to bring them back to the funeral home. Mm. And they were doing it so much that they had to put something in the newspaper.
They were like swatting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And they had to put a thing in the paper, and they called them pranksters. But the very first prank phone call, I remember this very well, that I ever made was in the mid-70s. Okay, I was 4 or 5 years old, going to this babysitter on Cedar Street in Elmira, New York. Now, the babysitter's kids were teenagers, and they would call people, and they would put me on the phone and make me ask them things. Aww. I don't remember any of that. I just remember what they had me... I just remember visual memories from the room. Like, they had a lava lamp. It was a real 70s room. You know, TV on the dresser. And they had a bunch of garlands made out of gum wrappers. Remember the people used to make Juicy Fruit or Double Mint? Anyway, and the phone was a rotary dial, and I remember them laughing. And so that's kind of like, huh, I remember that. And then toward the end of the 70s, early 80s, my mom had a friend, and they would go on vacations together, and she had a daughter, so... daughter and I would watch MTV and then make prank phone calls from her house. This girl, Carrie, and I made a ton of pranks until someone yelled at us and said they were going to kill us, and we got scared. Then I would sit at home, and friends would come over and spend the night, and we'd make prank phone calls. I remember there was a line you could call and leave a message for Captain Crunch, and I think we called it so much that they called us and said, stop calling here.
Captain Crunch?
Yeah, you would call, and Captain Crunch, oh, it's Captain Crunch! And then you could swear. If
hey,
you wanted to.
Captain Razor Blades, why don't you tone it down with the fucking cereal?
Make them a little soft. From about fifth grade on, I made hundreds of prank calls with our buddies Stu and Matt. Stu and I became quite adept at phone trolling using voices and sound effects. You remember that toy he had? Was it the Big Trek?
Yeah, the Big Trek.
The Big Trek. It was this little toy that you would program. You had to program it for like half an hour to make it go 10 feet, but it worked. And it also had this thing that goes, doo, 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 doo. So we'd call people and play that. And, you know, around that time, I got my little brother into making prank phone calls when he was a toddler. And
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, his grandmother, my step-grandmother, she got upset because she caught me making prank phone calls from their house. My friend Matt and I, he and I mastered the art of calling 1-800 numbers. We would write them down. We kept sheets of them. Before Excel, we had our own little handmade Excel sheets with, graph paper and... rulers.
You guys also had every phone booth in town. You knew the phone number of that phone booth.
Well, that's fast forwarding a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We called the 700 Club, the PTO Club. I would call the PTO Club and pretend I was the Seventh-day Adventist kid across the street because they wouldn't give us Halloween candy. So for some reason, that pissed me off. It wouldn't now, of course. But we would call and order stuff for him, and I would always call and ask for prayers. And so they would obviously get it in the mail. I also called and would order him Penthouse and Playboy subscriptions. We call a 700 club, just all those direct response TV ads, Freedom Rock. So that was a lot of fun. We did that. And unfortunately, we didn't record it. A lot of days when we were in junior and senior high school, I skipped a lot of school. So I'd stay home and play with myself and make prank phone calls. Well, I mean, being honest here. Most of
how many times? What's your record?
I don't have a record.
12 in one day.
Probably Woo! 5 in one day.
Dust comes
five.
Out.
No, it wasn't dust. That's now.
Not near the end?
That's now.
It was a little...
Yeah, those days were great when one night I was hit the ceiling. Anyway, we would prank call people.
That's a healthy prostate. You should be proud.
I don't have that anymore now. Anyway, no. All right. Prank call people at Mansfield University, which is the college in the town where Jeff and I grew up, called Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Every number on campus began 662-4000. All the numbers were in the 4000s. And once we discovered that, it was a field day. We would call and call and call and call. And I used to have a tape of me before my voice changed making prank phone calls. And I would call every girl that would answer, "You want to get molested?" Or, "Are you a bull dyke?"
Your voice is higher than that.
And the girl's like, "What's a bull dyke?" "The lesbian that takes the role of the male."
"Are you a bull dyke?"
"No."
"Why?"
And then she hung up on me. I'd make my dog growl with them and shit like that. So it kept me entertained all through high school. Fast forward to college. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, by the way, I thought about this, too. These aren't really prank phone calls, but there was a WNTE was the campus radio station in our town. And they had a show on Thursday nights when we were in high school called The Proverbial Question. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we would call up and we would say things like hatchet head wants walleye to, you know, what were all those things?
It was all code names for teachers that we had.
Yeah, code names for teachers and people that we went to school with. And they would read all these things thinking they were real. And then eventually stopped doing it. So we were trolling before trolling was trolling. Then I got a job at a place called Marx Brothers where I learned how to make conference calls. And that's where it really took off. Do you remember the call that Elliot made, Clark, from Truck Tram?
Right.
There was a company called Truck Tram, and I don't know what they did, but they would call him and harass him all the time. And one time they conferenced the guy with our science teacher.
Rest in peace, Mr. Lauer.
That's right. They conferenced him with Barry Lauer. And the call went something like this. "Hello?
Hi, it's Clark from Truck Tram."
"Is this?
Clark from Truck Tram."
Fuck you. Click. They also conferenced my mother and my grandmother, and that got to be fun. "Huh? You called me." "No, you called me." "No, you called me." Then I got arrested in 1991 for the infamous burp call that I made to a young lady who was a teacher at Mansfield Junior Senior High School. We used to play a game called Prank Call Roulette where you dial a number at a party and just hand the phone to somebody, and they had to prank them. I got an answering machine, so I belched. And ended up, she was getting death threats from some special ed kids who said they're
going to
chop her up with a chainsaw. They played the call for me when the cops came to the house and dragged me over to the police station. They tried to blame.
So your friends dialed a random number.
Yeah.
In a town of what, 5,000 people?
3,000.
3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
They dial one random number, and it turns out that one person is getting death threats.
Yep.
And has a tracer on her phone.
Yes.
What are the chances of that?
Very, very slim.
3,000.
It was kind of funny because there was a snowstorm that night, and we were calling farmers out in another town and telling them that we saw their cows out.
I used to call the truck stop all the time.
Eddie's?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say to them?
No, you used to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would call and ask for this guy named Fish that worked there. And let's back up. There was a character that we created named Cliff Barnstein. "Ah, how you doing? Ah, I'm an older student. I go to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Ah." And he would call people around town and offer them jobs and tell them to show up at the job, and then nobody would be there.
And then, he did stuff like order people to make picnic tables and stuff.
The VFW. He had the VF. I didn't do that. That was the other guy. Because there were two people that would do Cliff Barnstein, me and this other guy.
So it's like you and Bob Zamuda both doing Tony Clifton.
Right. And the other guy who's now deceased, so we won't say his name, he called them and got them to make a picnic table. And a guy made the picnic table for the VFW, and he made it out of rosewood. And I said pine. I don't want the goddamn thing. So it never got made. Then we would get people towed. It was really fun. And then the other guy who's deceased, and then another guy whose names I won't, well, I'm not going to share any names. wherever they would go, they would call this one family collect and say that they were one of the truck driver brothers and then get them on the phone and go, I had to lie to you. This is Cliff. I knew you wouldn't pick up. So, I mean, we had all sorts of fun, man, doing that show. What were you going to say, though? You had mentioned something earlier about
making... What, about calling the truck stop?
Oh, yeah, calling the truck stop. And yeah. So that was a lot of fun that we had back in the 90s, 80s and 90s. Then the Jerky Boys came along, and they changed everything. It was like, man, we are rank amateurs compared to these fellas. But, and the reason I just kind of lay all that out there, and I hope you're not bored by it, but that is just something that I have been doing since I've been conscious, making prank phone calls. I still make them. I'll sit on my porch at night and make prank phone calls. When I get a call from a telemarketer, I call the number back and prank them. You want to hear one?
Yes.
Do you, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
We're going to get in trouble?
No.
You want me to beep while you're playing it?
Yeah, so just do a beep. All right, here's a recent one. That we'll play now.
Thank you for calling Cash Advance. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to get a loan, man.
May I know what is your good name?
My good name is Bill Bagagaga.
Sorry? Bill?
Bill Bagagaga.
Bagadada.
Yeah, Bagagaga.
It's B-A-G-A-D-A-D-A.
Correct.
And Bill, like a D.
Half British, yeah. British, half Ghani. Do you have non-usury loans which follow Islamic Sharia law?
Okay, and so your first name is Dill, D like a D-I-L-L.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And how much loan amount you are looking for?
I'm looking to borrow $78
million. $7,800.
Million. What's the interest rate on $78 million? I need a new cock. I gotta buy a new cock for this store.
Did he laugh?
Okay. Yeah, it's
click. But they deserve it, don't they? If they're gonna bother you, then they deserve it.
Yeah, and rip people off.
Yeah. What, Jeff?
They called you first, so you called them back.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Here's an old call from about 10 years ago to a restaurant. Let's just play these. You want me to play them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't play automatically.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to make an order for a pizza, please. Yeah.
Oh, we don't have pizza. I'm sorry.
What?
We don't have pizza.
Oh, do you have chicken fried steak?
We have country fried steak.
Yeah. Is it chicken or beef?
It's beef.
Can I get that and some fries with gravy on them?
What kind of gravy do you want on them?
Man gravy.
Do you want country gravy, beef gravy, or chicken gravy?
Man gravy.
I don't know what that is, sir.
Can you have the cook make some man gravy?
Oh, man. You could really hear the hate for a job.
Yeah, here's another one. I got some others I'll play later, but here's another one.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I lost a watch in there, I think, yesterday, and I was wondering if anybody turned it in.
I'll look. Up in here.
It's an Apple iWatch.
I don't see anything where anybody turned anything in as of yet. Do you have a number or anything that I can call you if we find it?
He didn't find it in the booze.
I don't look in the
booze. I was in the booze last night.
I don't look in the
and
booze.
And I had my hand up some dude's asshole.
So if you had your hand up some dude's asshole, maybe it's up there.
Yep, yeah.
Yay, she played along.
She did. Usually they're good sports about it. But, again, you know, getting into the radio industry, one of my big influences, other than the Jerky Boys and several others, was, of course, Howard Stern, who really loves phony phone calls. His entire show, in the years that he's been doing his show, he's always had good people doing phony phone calls and having people on his show that do phony phone calls, prank phone calls. But he calls them phony phone calls. Two of the guys that he has now and have been there for years are Sal and Richard. You've heard a lot of their calls, haven't you, Jeff? I know I've driven Jeff crazy driving long distances. Hey, let's listen to prank phone calls for hours. But those guys are great. They have the Jack and Rod show, which is their fake radio show where they interview and prank people. They do great public access calls and, of course, the Tradio calls. So if you haven't heard any of these and you want to laugh your ass off, just go to YouTube, type in Tradio, T-R-A-D-I-O. Or type in Stern Pranks, because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Autumn, did you ever make any prank calls?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
I'm real amateur, you know.
Well, that's what they are. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh.
Is okay. Larry there? No, Larry doesn't live here. Can you get him for me? You know, nothing.
Is your refrigerator running?
I did do stuff like that, and I didn't know what it meant. I remember, what is that one about, like, someone in a can?
Prince Albert in a can.
Yeah, I did that maybe once or twice. Said, better go catch it, or whatever it is.
Better let him out.
Thank you. And I didn't know what it meant at the time.
Even when we were kids, by the time we started doing that, everybody knew the joke. If you called anybody older, they knew the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe they were just humoring me.
Well, I mean, people started that shit in the 50s. Right. So.
You would call that bar where that guy was the bartender and you would ask for alcoholic.
No, that's not me. Oh. That's not me. That's the Touchstone Terrorists. No, it's not.
Cowabunga, dude.
All right.
That was Bart Simpson.
Some of the famous people out there who've done prank phone calls, and I'm just going to do some of the noted ones. And by the way, when you look at the description of this podcast on whatever catcher you're using, there will be links to where you can find and listen to full, complete phone calls and download them, buy them, whatever you want to do. But support these people. The first one I got is Jim Florentine. Now, we met him first probably 2000, 2001.
Yay! I'm going to go to Hawaii! Yay!
Now, he released Terrorizing Telemarketers Volume 1 in July of 2001. And Howard played it all the time. And because of Howard's playing, a CD ranked on Amazon went from 282,000 to number 2.
Wow.
The only artist ahead of him was the Backstreet Boys. Later that week, Florentine's CD came in at number 17 on the Billboard charts.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
After he released that, he put out a second one. Then Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla took notice to him and loved the calls and hired him to do Crank Anchors, which was a show on Comedy Central. I think it got 3 seasons.
Yay!
Jim Florentine played Special Ed. Yay!
Gonna go.
Yeah, Bobby Fletcher. Hi, it's Bobby Fletcher. Yeah, he was, according to Wikipedia, he's a despicable alcoholic slob who's the older cousin of Ed. Yeah, this is Bobby Fletcher. I was wondering if he got a job. But here's one of my favorites from the first CD that he did. Let me see if I can find it here. Here's just a short clip.
Hi, is this Casey Price?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to verify the information, and I can tell you about the vacation you can receive.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just put you on my brother. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. I guess he wants me to talk to you about this?
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Let me put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Price.
Yeah.
Can I verify this information with you now?
Okay, hold on. Let me just put my brother on real quick. Hello?
Hi. Can I verify this information with you?
Sure.
Your occupation's not listed.
Hold on a second. Let me put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi. Are you guys not interested?
No, I'm interested.
Okay. Could you give me your occupation?
Hold on. Let me put my brother on real quick. Hello?
Hi.
That goes on for about 8 minutes. And then there's a 9.5 minute call from a telemarketer to him on that album where the local newspaper calls him. You remember that one?
Yeah.
The record. The what? The record. So check these out if you're into phony phone calls. And again, maybe we're the only people on earth who are into phony phone calls.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Next up on the list is a Touchstone Terrorist. Do you remember those guys? It's actually just one guy. Do you know them, Jeff?
The name's familiar. I can't.
Yeah, the name is familiar.
There's this one guy named Pete Zoghi, and he called himself Repeat. Now, what this guy did, and I didn't know this until I researched it, he purchased a bunch of 800 numbers, and most of them were like one digit off from actual companies like UPS.
He was just like a normal guy.
Yeah.
But that's right.
He bought all these numbers that were similar to like psychic hotlines and businesses and auto insurance and banks and universities. He would use a hybrid synthesizer to change his voice, and he would do characters like, "This is Willie the..."
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
Willie the... Willie. Willie, Junkyard Willie. And then he had I'm Jim Bob. Yeah. You know, Jim Bob. And a couple of his calls made it onto Crank Anchors. The Should Have Sent It a Little Sooner, where the lady calls UPS and her husband gets on and right. They lose their minds.
Oh, yeah.
There's some of the best calls ever. Here's one of him. Let me see if I can find it here. This is a call from one of the, this is Willie. And he's supposed to be an admissions director at a university. This is just a little clip.
I went to a...
Yeah.
But I applied at Tech last year or half a year ago.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I was still on file, and is there a way you can punch in my social security number to
computer? Yeah, I can do it. I'll tell you what. You sound so sexy. I want you to come down here and say hi to me.
Okay.
I'll get you in. Put on something sexy. Come on down and talk to me. And, Yeah, bring me like a 40. Bring me a 40.
Is this serious?
Yeah, bring me some malt liquor. We'll have a good time.
As always, the click is the most important piece of audio on a prank phone call. Now, the girl's boyfriend calls back, and that's hilarious. So, again, you can go to the description and go to the bottom, and you'll see links, all these Amazon links to all these different phone calls that we're playing.
I'm going to go to the middle.
Okay, go to the middle. You won't find it there.
Okay.
But this guy was also on Howard Stern, and when he was on Howard Stern, sales went through the roof. And the way it worked back then was I'd hear it on Howard Stern, and then I would tell Tim Frazier and go, you got to have this guy on. So they did have repeat on the regular guys once or twice. Speaking of radio, you know Roy D. Mercer, right?
Yeah, the
M-E-R-C-E-R. How big a boy are you? You ever heard of that one, Autumn?
No.
Well, he's a character created by these two disc jockeys, Brent Douglas and Phil Stone, on KMOD-FM in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, those guys were on the air for years, and they put out like 20 different CDs. And they would just call up, and he'd be this Roy D. Mercer, and he'd call and play with people, and then he'd admit who set him up, because obviously the listeners set him up. And here's one of my favorites, just a clip.
Yes, listen, my name is R.D. Mercer, and we had us a problem last night with one of y'all's officers over here.
Over where?
Here in town. He stopped my little stepdaughter last night for a burnout taillight, and he said that he wouldn't write her a ticket if she'd agree to go on a date with you. And I ain't gonna stand for it.
Well, by God, I don't believe that.
What's he doing down there trying to work up a date with my stepdaughter?
No, you bring your daughter in here and sign this, and we'll sign a formal complaint. And we'll get him here.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass.
You come in and bring her in.
I'm bringing myself down there with about a 55-gallon drum of whoop ass, and I'm gonna open it on y'all.
No.
And then the guy starts yelling at him, but that's how much pretty much all those calls went. See another one here that I like a lot. You guys all right with this? Are you bored?
Yeah, this is great.
All right. I just assume that I'm the only one who likes this shit. Tom Mabe, you remember him? Mabe or whatever. It's Mabe. You got me into him.
Yeah.
You got me into Tom Mabe, and he actually came on the regular guy show as well. And after we do Tom Mabe, I'll play a couple from the old 96 Rock show.
Pete wants to make some prank phone calls.
Yeah.
He does. He's pranking our own show.
He's old enough. Tom Mabe is a Louisville, Kentucky-based guy who started doing telemarketers, messing with telemarketers. He would convince telemarketers that he would fill out all these forms to convince them to call him up. And he started getting played on radio, put out CDs, and people really got into him. My favorite call that he ever did, and he still, by the way, has a very funny YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, type in Tom, M-A-B-E, Tom Mabe. And he does a lot of pranks, and he has a lot of his good calls up there as well. But there's one he did where a lady called him, and they're doing a survey or something, and he says, I'm a porn star. And she goes, I am too. And they start talking. So then he does this plan where he calls back the company and says he's a doctor. He gets her home phone number, and then he gets her fired. He says he gets her fired. But it's very funny, and here's a little bit of that call as well. Let me reset that. Is the lady asked for the woman of the house?
Where is she?
I'm sorry.
Okay, if there's no female adults,
this is Melody. This is Thompson's wife.
I'd like to interview the male adult.
he's in the garage right now. This is his wife. Can I help you?
No, I'd like to interview the male adult.
Hold on a second. Let me get him, all right?
Okay.
Hello. So that's and he's a real nice guy. You remember he was driving a Volkswagen Bug with a Volkswagen Beetle with a telephone receiver on top of it.
He would do some really funny shit, though, like the carpet cleaning place would call me, be like, oh, I got a huge mess of all this blood.
Yeah. Like he had killed a guy.
Yeah.
Those are great.
I know.
Do you think that no one else is into this? People
I don't
are
know.
Into it.
Because I'm insecure.
No, people are into it.
I'm very, very insecure. That's why I need some. Well, that's a very specific type of security you need. You have to come in. Here's a call I made when the regular guys were on 96 Rock. Do you remember Norma Lee?
Yeah.
The old lady from Kentucky. Yeah.
She sang songs, right?
She did. Yeah. And this is when those soundboard calls were all the rage, and I tried making a couple of my own.
Hello? Guess who? Who is it? Guess who? I don't know. You like popsicles? Oh, who is it? Guess who? I don't know. You like popsicles? Well, yeah, why? I got a whole freezer full of popsicles. Is this 96 Rock? Tim Andrews?
Uh-oh.
You little pigless son bitch.
Busted.
Sounds like Tim Andrews. Got a nice tip for you right here in my pocket.
Man, she over here, hang up.
She busted you.
Here's another one that I made that never aired because I don't think we could play it.
Hello?
My name's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Have you ever seen a farm birth where they have to use chains and ropes?
Have I ever seen a what?
A farm birth where they have to use chains and ropes?
No.
I wrestled a bear once.
Oh, you did?
750-pound black bear.
Wow.
They got a big turkey neck.
Very juicy.
And they rubbed the turkey fat all over my body and put me in a ring with a bear.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm allergic to bear spit.
You're allergic to what?
Bear spit.
Oh.
This is a prostitute.
I would like you to rub me on the top of my thighs.
What?
I would like you to rub me on the top of my thighs.
Would you like to set up an appointment?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
sometimes I just don't know what to do. And when I don't know what to do, I make that sound. Because that clears my mind of all obstacles that really aren't there.
Did you see our ad on the computer, or did you have a card? Or
God, I was wrong.
Yeah, hello?
Like a frog in a bowl of rice, wanting to have a menage a trois wearing a helmet. Hello?
That was the end of that one.
You said that's a prostitute?
I guess. I don't know. I think I got it off Craigslist.
Backpage girl?
No.
It sounds like an 8-year-old kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't you think that that person sounds like a kid?
No.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sounds 18 years old, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
M-A-R-C-E-R. Roy D. Mercer. Okay, a couple more I want to go over before I play. I got a bunch more calls. If you guys want to hear them, I'll play them.
Yeah.
Longmont Potion Castle. You guys ever hear of that guy?
I think you've mentioned it before.
I have, and I just discovered him. He is a guy that nobody knows his real name, and I don't think he makes the calls anymore, but he started in the late 80s, and he went all through the 90s and early 2000s. He made a bunch of phone calls to people, and they're so surreal that you kind of have to just be in a mood to listen to them. They're not grab you by the balls funny, or the tits funny on him. Sorry, I want to be there.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. But he has a cult following, especially amongst musicians. But there's two calls that he made that I find amazing. One to Alex Trebek, where he has a bunch of sod coming to his house. And Alex Trebek is like, I didn't order any sod. And it goes back and forth. And you can find this again on one of the links. But the one I want to play for you is Eddie Money. And he called Eddie Money. He has rocks. Why isn't it playing? Hello? Oh, my goodness. Autumn, this is all your fault, right?
Why?
Because, I don't know. I just like blaming it on other people. Hang on.
Sorry.
So we need a certified check today in the amount of $1,482 even.
You know what? There's got to be a mistake, buddy, because I wouldn't order anything for $1,400. I don't even know what would I need gravel for. You know who you're talking to?
That's none of my concern. Oliver, do you know who Oliver is, our driver?
No, I have no idea.
Well, you're going to meet him in about 10, 15 minutes.
I'm going to meet him at where I'm at right now.
Wherever you are. It's on the label. I can't see it from here. I'm working here.
I understand. There's got to be some sort of mistake because I'm Eddie Money, the singer, and I'm at the Mohegan Sun right now getting ready to do a show. I wouldn't have any reason in the world to buy gravel, buddy.
And then last but not least on this cavalcade of prank phone call stars before I get to more that I actually made are the Bum Bar Bastards, which are some of my favorite calls of all time. You know who they are, right, Jeff?
That's the Tube Bar?
Tube Bar, yeah. These two guys. It was John Elmo and Jim Davidson. They called themselves the Bum Bar Bastards. Never made a dime off any of these calls. They did all these calls. They were working in a warehouse for some record company, and they recorded all these calls of this guy, Red Deutsch, who owned the bar called the Tube Bar in New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey.
And what year was this?
oh, we're talking early 1970s. They're the ones that came up with things like, let's see, Pepperoni, Hal Jalaika Kick, Phil Maez, Alcoholic, Mike Hunt. It's the first time I think you ever heard that. They might have invented it. I don't know. Sure. But then Red would always be like, I'm going to cut your belly open and show you all the black stuff you got in there. What are you trying to make a jerk out of yourselves? I'm going to put disease on your cheeks. They called and tormented this guy for years. But now they remastered all of them, and they actually can make money off of them, and you can purchase them. And again, there'll be links to them. But here's a little clip of one of my favorite tube bar calls.
Hello. How's Bennett? Hello.
Ben.
What number did you want?
The tube bar, right?
Yes.
I speak to Ben, please.
Who do you want to talk to?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Anybody's name Ben? Ben. Ben. No, nobody.
His last name is Mr. Dover. It's Dover, his last name is.
Who is it?
Last name is Dover.
Ben Dover. Ben Dover. How
about you, Bendos? I can fuck you. How about you, Bendos? I can fuck you.
Come here, cocksucker. If you come over here, I'll bust
your nose. If I come over here, I'll bust your fucking nose.
Come on over here, you son of a bitch.
You won't even be there.
I'll be here.
Fucking fuck.
My name is Red. Red, come on over here.
Thank you, fucking
come on over here,
you fucking
I can't believe a person like that actually exists.
Red, red, red.
The Matt Groening based Mo Sizlak off of him.
Definitely.
On yeah. And a lot of those calls were inspired directly from the Bum Bar Bastards. Also a short movie with, what is his name? His daughter was on news radio. Lawrence Tierney? I think that's his name. Yeah, Lawrence Tierney.
Laura Tierney?
Yeah, her father. What's his name?
Is it Lawrence Tierney, yeah.
Yeah, he played
Mr. Tierney.
He played him in a little, what? Mr. Tierney?
I'm saying his name is Mr. Tierney.
Oh, thank you for helping.
You're welcome. Thanks for stopping the show and just letting a joke go.
What? I don't do that. All right. So, I just honestly, I listen to these calls over and over and over again. Do you guys think I'm weird?
Yes.
No.
You don't? Autumn doesn't think I'm weird. I'm going to go with her. Why do you think I'm weird, Jeff? Huh?
Because you have to say yes and.
We're not playing that now. Oh. I'm asking you a question. Close selected files. All right.
No, like we used to have parties and stuff, and like instead of playing music, you would put prank phone calls on.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be weird.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
A little annoying. Did we make, we did prank calls. We didn't do that a lot though, did we, you and I?
Nah, I mean, since we've come of age, you can't really do it anymore.
No, but when we were kids, you and I didn't do a lot of pranking, did we? We watched a lot of TV and movies.
Yeah, we made some pranks.
Yeah, we would terrorize the college kids. That's right.
And we would call the telethons and stuff, like where you could try and watch them answer your calls.
Oh, that was so much fun. It was. We would call the various PBS places.
Oh, yeah, when they would do a PBS pledge drive.
Yeah, and we'd wait until they were actually live doing the thing, you know, the begging for the money. And when they would do a shot of the people answering the phones, you get them going, get them going, get them going. Then you say something patently offensive and see their reaction on the TV. Which I wish we had recorded.
Yeah.
But we did not. So, you know, here's a couple more. The Tony DeLoge is a character done by Super Dave Osborne on Crank Anchors.
I'm here.
Jenny, are you both on?
Yes.
All right, this is candidate Tony DeLoge, and I'm running for district selectman. And what I said to you both, if I get your vote, I will surround your neighbor's house, which is your son, tear gas it, pull him out, beat the crap out of him, get the CDs back, get the deeds back, whatever you want. All I need is your vote.
Well, you got it.
All right, doll baby. Thank you for talking to me, and God bless the West.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I loved Crank Anchors.
Some me too. That was a good show.
It was. Here's a Jerky Boys call that I like a lot, and then we'll move on to the ones I made.
Hello.
Hello.
Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, some Mexican, little Mexicans. They're up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing. Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now.
That's one of my favorites. I can't wait to talk to him.
Hot mops.
Yeah, the hot mops. So Johnny Brennan will be on the show next week. Check out their new website, or his new website, thejerkyboys.com, undergoing renovation. And you can find all those on Amazon and blah, blah, blah. And
I think you can buy Jerky Boys albums on his website, too.
You can. You can get everything there. And you can also get pickles.
And all kinds of stuff, like hot sauce and stuff, too.
Yeah. Put it all over
Jerky Boy hot sauce.
Put it on your ass neck. So,
you know, I was going to say that I guess it was a prank call when we prank called, what was his name from the old Regular Guys show, who had no teeth?
Dodie?
No.
Ben the Bunny Man?
Ben the Bunny Man.
Okay.
Yeah, and remember, and I was the Russian
mail order ride. Yes.
That was where's that tape?
God, I have no clue. That was funny, though. That's not my money.
I know. I guess he believed it, maybe.
He probably did. But I would always tell him the truth and then tell him to pretend like he didn't know.
Right.
I felt bad. And plus, he was a nice guy, so he didn't deserve that kind of mockery, goddammit. All right.
I told him that he could make baby on my face.
I remember that. And they put that on the radio. That was actually on the radio. That was the time when I was doing that Ricky from Henry County, when I'd call the chat line
right.
and try to have phone sex with women. And I got that one lady. I live with my mother. I live with my mother, too.
Oh.
She's like, come get me. I can't come get you. I ain't got a car. I go, well, why don't we have a little phone sex? Okay. And I like came real fast. She goes, oh, you just wasted a good load. Yeah. And this is also played on the radio. And then there was another one where I called and she's like, hey, Ricky, how are you? And I'm like, you're beautiful, baby. And Larry said, I think she sounds special. And I'm like, she had a cold. Those I do have, but I can't edit them down. There's too much old radio stuff on here. But toward the end of the Regular Guys show, last two or three years, when we were on Rock 100.5, I did a lot of prank phone calls to various internet radio shows. Nowhere near as funny as the shit that Sal and Richard do or any of the Howard Stern calls, but some of them are okay, I think. And I have a couple of them if you guys want to hear them.
Yeah.
Now,
no, I don't. Move on.
You can talk through them. I can pause them. Here's a show about the TV show Big Brother.
Area code 215, you are on BB Chatter Radio. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Mike. How's it going?
Are you a Big Brother fan?
Yeah, I love Big Brother. I wish that, that it was a little closer to the one in England.
A lot of people say that. Did you watch the first season?
No, I didn't see that season. I've only started watching it since, like, season 5.
So let me ask you this, Mike.
You think it would be a good... Go ahead.
What do you think about the fact that we've got an all-new cast?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That's not
I like it, but I'd like to see a season where, you know, somebody dies in the first episode and the corpse just lays on the couch and rots the entire season. Maybe every once in a while they it or take a piece on it or, you know, cut a piece of his arm off and eat it.
We've got some interesting folks calling in tonight.
Here's me pranking Vinny Bucci on the Boochcast.
Caller number 3, you are on the Boochcast. Hello? Hello, ma'am?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear us? Okay. How you doing? Welcome to the Boochcast. Okay, sir, is that bad reception or are you smoking a bomb? What are you doing? Okay, going once? Going twice? I don't know what's going on here, but, No, it's not him. Yeah, apparently Slim thinks this is Tim Andrews, but this is not him because... I know it's not Tim Andrews because... I know Tim's number, that's not his number, so...
Yeah, he doesn't have any speech.
I can't believe you made, like, a soundscape.
Oh, I went
hilarious.
Nuts.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I found that bong sound online.
What were you throwing on the floor? What were you throwing on the floor?
A pot. I had two frying pans. I just kept dropping them on the floor. Here's a show. Here's a call to a cat show.
Hello? Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, first of all, I did a character named Mumbly Jim. You can never understand him.
Okay, good. I
had a quick question about my cat. My company had to put me up in a hotel here, and I didn't leave my cat home. I have a bunch of fleece blankets on top of my bed, and I kind of made a cave where he could go in there if he wanted to.
Good.
I measured out like 3 days worth of food into one bowl, and I'm just worried, you know.
You're talking about dry food, right?
This is during snowpocalypse. Okay.
Your biggest problem is going to be that he might eat it all within the first day or so. Two days.
Well, I have to say, is he going to sick or something and like throw up, or is he going to die?
I think that he'll be
fine.
Wouldn't
you hang up by now?
But as soon as you possibly can safely get there, even if you're not going back to live yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going with mom pretty much.
Yeah, if you can get...
As far as water is going, I don't
know. Right, good idea. If you find that you can get there tomorrow, I would go back and make sure there's still dry food left. And,
yeah, I'll have some fish. But I mean, I get hungry and eat all my fish.
Well, good luck to you down there. I know you guys aren't used to snow, I guess, right?
No, I'm getting out twice this year. So.
Right.
What?
To make sure you bring your cats inside. You don't want to leave them out there and get cold.
That's right. Thank you for repeating that.
Yeah, to make sure that you can't get my side.
Very good advice. Good. So good luck to
I hope
you get back home soon.
And if you find out, maybe catch him. Just do it. Is all I got to tell you. You know, he can't do that. You know.
Yes.
And it's really good what you guys are doing.
Thank you for calling. Good luck to you and your cat. Feel free to write to us at the website and let us know how he's doing, okay?
www.com. I'll do that.
Okay. Have a good night, Jim. Just get over there as soon as you can to check on his supply of dry food.
Obviously, they didn't remember me.
I am out here trying to find a puppy for my goddamn snake, you piece of shit.
Fuck you.
I'm going to get a couple puppies here. I'm going to take home and feed my fucking snake, you asshole.
Hell good.
Fuck you in that corner.
I hope that dog bites your goddamn nose off, you piece of shit.
No, I'm getting some puppies here. And you know what? Fuck you and your stupid show. And that guy from New Jersey can go suck his dick.
Yeah, you got that shit right. The guy from New Jersey with a dick. I'm tired of hearing the dog background.
It's your motherfucker, so go fuck you and your mother and your fucker.
Goodbye.
All right, this last one is Dennis Rodman calling a decorator show because he needs help for a friend.
Okay, welcome back to At Home. The topic is how to plan, organize, and execute your decorating project. Hello?
Hi, this is Dennis. I am going to decorate a room in my house. A good friend of mine is coming to visit, and I wanted to put kind of an Asian motif in there because he's an Asian guy, and I wanted to make him welcome. So I got some prints, and I got some stuff from Michaels, but I really don't know. Like, if I'm looking for a Korean type of thing, should I get, like clay pots and things like that, or what should I get?
I know that in Houston and in Atlanta, there's the actual Korean part of town. And what's really fascinating about going to that part of town, so the Asian part of town, is that they have these beautiful, like, silk prints, and everything is relatively, you know, whatever they're selling on the
front.
In the back, they actually have, you know, a lot, like...
Okay, that's good. Now, the other thing about it is he's bringing me a bride with him, and she's going to be pregnant. Should I have some sort of, like, if he's Asian, have it, like, Asian-looking?
If you think that that would make you feel comfortable. Yeah. A lot of times when people travel to the U.S., their expectation is to be immersed in our culture.
Should I get like a poster of Michael Jordan and put like a Chinese guy's face on it or something? Because he likes basketball.
Okay. You can take
them
off.
Yeah, they were tired of me. So, you know, I got lots more if you want to hear more. I don't have them here now, but tons.
Edit them into the show.
Edit them into the show. I'll put them in the show. They'll be in the intro or toward the end or whatever. But that's our porn.
No, put them in the middle.
Porn. That's our prank. I don't know why I have porn on the mind. That is our prank phone call retrospective, unless you guys have anything you'd like to add.
You were totally influenced by the Jerky Boys on a lot of your calls.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's hard to get them out when you're doing them. It's hard to remove that. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I have an 11-minute call to a Binghamton prostitute I made when I was drunk at Magna Ball. It's too much. I can't play that. But it's very fun.
Why is it too much? The content of it?
Well, it's 11 minutes long. Nobody wants to hear an 11-minute prank phone call. I mean,
put it on a bonus episode.
And it's put it on a bonus. Put it on. Meow, 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 meow. Okay.
I kissed in Florentine once.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? How you doing?
We were How underage at the stupid bar where girls dance. Coyote Ugly.
He was there?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I guess he was in town and he had been on the show. He'd been on the regular guys.
Yay!
Got him. Yay!
Burping and things.
Yeah.
And we were out with that creepy guy that books for one of the comedy clubs.
Creepy guy?
I don't know. He's a little creepy. Anyway, so we were, you know drinking underage and having fun.
Yeah.
But Brandy, do you remember Brandy?
The Bod
Squad
girl? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Real sweet girl.
She told us to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kissed. And that's what I expected. It was just like a little kiss. And then it went a little longer, which I was like excited about. And then he opened his mouth and I was freaked out.
Oh my goodness. How you doing?
Yay. Yeah. I got the kids on him. Yay. Yay. Boop, boop, boop. Now you go.
I have
Ba-doop,
a moment.
Boop, boop.
Yay. I kissed him too.
Hey.
He called me
I guess you did.
He called me Tim Meadows. I want to thank Tim Meadows for coming tonight. You're welcome. Hi everybody, it's Paul Stanley here for Burger Box. Have you heard about Burger Box? You want to try it? Well, you're in luck, because right now, for a limited time only, they're giving away a $45 trial box. You can try Burger Box at a discounted price. Just go to burgerbox.com/labyrinth, because it's affiliated with Radio Labyrinth here. But listen, this deal will not last. It can't, because they're losing money on it. Find out all about Burger Box's Burger of the Month, because they ship the Tuesday after the 10th of each month. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but it's not. It's the Tuesday after the 10th of each month. Because of all of that, all orders must be submitted by September 10th. Now, listen, it's whatever. It's after that, right? So, listen, you missed September's, but let me tell you what you didn't get, and then you can come back, because it's always going to be something new and exciting. You missed the notorious P.I.G. because it's in celebration of the 1 year in business. So they went back to the very first burger, the notorious P.I.G., a.k.a. Big Papa. That has Angus beef patties, 8-ounce ones, bacon, Italian sausage, pulled pork, notorious P.I.G. slaw. I wonder what that could be. American cheese, potato bread. I love potato bread. You can make a little bun out of that. And listen, you also get custom French fries, but all sorts of toppings on there, and mac and cheese. Just go to the site for more details. Oh, and they also have Boston baked beans and homemade coleslaw. Find out how it works and everything you'll need at burgerbox.com/labyrinth. Burger Box makes a great meal and an even better gift. I got one for Gene, but not for Peter Chris because, well, it's even better if you can convince your friend that you bought it for to cook it for you. Burger Box, eat! Anyway, our staff picks this week. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Check out the Vietnam War on PBS.
That sounds boring.
It's a new Kent. Shut up, bitch. Oh, my God. That's misogyny.
How dare you?
Is it on every day this week or something?
I guess so, yeah. It's Ken Burns.
I forgot to watch the first one, and it says it's not going to be on again until Saturday. So I saw the second one's on tonight.
Yeah.
I'm starting taping that, but
yeah.
I ain't going to watch that second one.
What happened.
I can't be watching that second one until I watch the first one already.
How the hell are you going to know what happened to Vietnam?
You're not going to know.
We didn't win.
You're going to be real confused up in that.
Yeah, we didn't win that war. We should have.
No.
We was a tie.
Oh, yeah. Sure, was it? Wasn't it even a Wawa?
This is Curtis Washington for the Vietnam War. My great granddaddy fought the Vietnam War. And that's why I work at James Lofton Hummer of Lithonia.
And also, Half in the Bag podcast. You know who they are, right, Autumn?
I forget who they are.
They're the same people who do Mr. Plinkett.
Oh, that's right. Half in the Bag. That's right.
And they contrast and compare It, the 1990 version, with It, the 2017 version. And, you know, they nail what I thought was wrong with 2017's It, the thing that I thought was missing that I didn't know until I watched their podcast and was able to put my finger on it. In the book and in the original miniseries, the kids in the 50s see a manifestation of Pennywise as something that they're afraid of, you know, like Eddie, Tozier, and, Richie sees the Wolfman, right? And one of those guys sees the Wolfman from I Was a Teenage Werewolf. And they see all these different characters, like Ben Hanscom sees the Mummy. And Mike Hanlon sees Rodan, which takes the form of a giant robin. So these are all horror movies from that era, Stephen King's era, from when he was a child. So you fast forward to the 2017 version. Okay, go back to the 1990 version in the book. So what the kids do is they use their ingenuity as children to figure out how to defeat it by saying to the monster, Pennywise, I don't believe in you, and here's how I'm going to fight you. So Richie Tozier is a comedian. He uses sneezing powder. One of the kids has asthma, so he uses his aspirator to kill it or to hurt it. And then because one of them's a werewolf, they make a silver bullet, and on and on and on and on. And then in the end, they're lost, and they have an underage gangbang.
Spoiler alert.
That's in the book. It's not in the movie. It's very discerning. Disconcerting. Very disconcerting. Especially the part where the girl, from the perspective of the girl, Stephen King's writing her describing all these pre-adolescent penises.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not in the movie, thankfully. But in the 2017 version of the movie, they don't figure out how to go after it. They're just scared little kids who come together and fight it. So there's little things missing that if you don't have the context or the background of the story that you're unable to figure out. So if you can enjoy it from, this is an interesting horror movie and I enjoyed it and I was scared and I liked it, that's one thing. If you've immersed yourself in that Stephen King world by reading the book over and over or watching the original episode or the original miniseries, which really falls apart the second night when they're adults, you're going to be disappointed. And these guys break it down. And Autumn, yes, one of them does sound like Mr. Plinkett, only not as gross.
How do you find it? Because I'm looking for it on iTunes and I can't find it.
It's a video podcast on YouTube.
YouTube.
Oh, it's only on YouTube. So it's not a podcast.
Yeah, it is.
A podcast, I feel like, is...
a vlog or something.
Yeah, that's something else.
Hey, don't give me shit, okay?
Don't call it a podcast.
They call it a podcast.
Well, they're wrong.
Just telling you.
And I'm right.
All right, go to YouTube, type in Half in the Bag It. All right, Autumn.
Yeah. How Did This Get Made? Which is a podcast because you can find it.
Can you see it on YouTube? Can you see it on YouTube?
No, probably not.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a really great podcast. Sorry, does everyone know that I'm hearing myself this whole time?
You're hearing
yourself? I have an echo that I can
hear
myself.
Now we do because you.
I know. Well, I just want people to know if they hear me later and they think that I sound slow or like I can't get a word out, then that's why.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so How Did This Get Made? It's with June Diane Rayfield, who's married to Paul Scheer, and Paul Scheer is on it. And also, what's the other guy's name?
Bill.
Yeah, probably Bill. He's on it. And they talk about bad movies, like the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Mother?
No, I think it's more older, like Time Cop.
Yeah. Oh, Time Cop's not a bad movie.
Well, they break it down of The Running Man. It's How Did This Get Made? How did this movie actually get made?
And okay. I see.
Yeah, it's a really interesting podcast because there is a lot of humor, but it's just like what you were talking about, like with the Mr. Plinkett stuff, where it's very insightful and they have a lot of information on how movies actually get made. And so they have a lot of perspective on it, which is really, really fun.
Cool.
And where can you find that? On YouTube?
No, you cannot. It is not a vlog.
I'm
going to
download all of them and put them all on YouTube.
It's on the Earwolf Network.
Oh, yeah, it's on Earwolf.
Oh, okay, cool. Jeff,
what is the other guy's name? He was on Parks and Rec.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Mantzoukas. You had another one, too.
Well, this is just dumb, but I've just been binge-watching these old episodes of Real Housewives of New York.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody out there, because I know that y'all don't have any, like, history with Real Housewives, but...
Nope.
It's so, so good.
Why is it good?
Because the lady... So now the Real Housewives of New York, especially, even though it's still a very good part of the Real Housewives franchise, it's very...
Jeff, wake up.
No.
Aware of itself.
It is aware of it. So they know that they're losers or jerks.
No,
They're not losers. They're jerks.
Is this the one that has somebody from Escape from Witch Mountain on it?
No, that's OC.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Beverly Hills. Sorry.
Escape from Witch Mountain? Which person?
The little girl from Escape from Witch Mountain is one of the housewives.
Kim.
I don't know what her name
is. Her name's Kim.
Yep. Okay, great. Keep going.
Anyway, it's just nice to go back to the original because it was really the second Real Housewives that was created back then on Bravo. And so it was this new thing and it wasn't already done before. So like the new housewives like of Dallas and Auckland, they're all very aware of themselves and know
Auckland.
How to play the game.
You mean New Zealand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Hey, we're a bunch of crowy. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. It's fun to watch for the accents, but I'm not really into those other ones, but
huh.
Anyway, like I said, they're just very, it feels more pure almost mm-hmm. because they're not aware of themselves yet. Like the characters that they become later, like, you know, as a show goes on and on and on and
right.
you stay on these real, reality shows, then you become like a caricature and they haven't become that yet. And it's just real, real fun. And you know, back then the drama isn't as staged as it sometimes is now.
So it was actually real.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And so I've been watching it. If you search for it
mm-hmm.
and then you click on the link that's in Russian, then you can watch it. And they have, and they won't, and the picture.
And download 8 million viruses to your computer.
No, that's the safest one. So I use PrimeWire.
We don't put everything on your computer, just the tracking device.
That's right. That's fine. They can track me.
Go ahead.
I use
PrimeWire. Baby. Go ahead.
To watch creepy things, like download, like illegally things.
Yes.
But. That one is telling me that I have viruses on my computer. I have to shut down my Safari and
yeah,
all that
ignore
stuff.
All that because you don't have the viruses and they just
oh, I know.
They want to put them on there.
But it's still, it's like bugging me constantly. This Russian website never gives me a problem.
We don't care. We are just looking for Hillary's emails. Do you have any
so, spasibo, Russian website.
Spasiba.
I am enjoying Real Housewives of New York.
Izvinidzia. Jeff, you got one?
Yeah, my staff pick is also a podcast. So
can you get it on YouTube?
I don't know. Maybe you can. It's called
Not on YouTube.
Origin with James Andrew Miller.
Uh-huh.
And he's the guy that wrote that Saturday Night Live book.
You were telling me about
a
this.
A couple years ago. Yeah. He's one of the authors of that book that was like the oral history of Saturday Night Live. And he's doing this Origins podcast. And the entire first season is about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
I've only gotten into the first episode so far, but he's talking about how Larry came up. Being a comedian, blah, 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 but Fridays and all that. And then until they start working on that first Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, that first episode, that hour long like mockumentary where it was Larry.
And doing stand up, right?
Yeah. And he was supposed to be doing stand up and they like it was like that HBO special.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you know, we got to make a series out of this. So that's where I left off after the first episode.
That comes back soon, doesn't it?
October.
Nice. Can't wait.
Yeah, big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What's the name of that podcast again?
Origin with James Andrew Miller.
I might actually check that one out.
Yeah, it's
Is
really
it
good.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's probably on YouTube.
I hope
no,
so.
It's definitely on iTunes, and our hometown gets mentioned in about 10 minutes into the podcast.
Mansfield, PA?
Yep.
Why?
Because yeah, that's where
Did you go to school
Chris
there?
Albrecht and Bob Zemuda met.
Ah.
And Chris Albrecht was one of the people at HBO that got the thing rolling.
Did they go to college there or did they go to like
no,
theater
they were
shit
doing,
in the summer?
Yeah, they were doing summer stock theater there.
Summer stock.
And Chris Albrecht mentions that he met Bob Zemuda there.
Wow.
And drops Mansfield.
You had you took Jerry Seinfeld out for a sub in Mansfield.
Yeah, we got him a sub, yeah.
Oh, you took him out for lunch, didn't you? Didn't he go there?
No, they went and got it and brought it to him up in the...
But you were there with him, weren't you?
Yeah.
You interviewed him.
Yep.
And he said, hey, this is a pretty good sub. Then you mentioned the Tonight Show.
I saw Chris Albrecht, too, when I worked at HBO. I was really drunk.
Oh.
We had this, there was the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model issue.
Yeah.
Remember when the HBO used to do that documentary?
Yeah.
And every year they would have the documentary about the swimsuit issue. And so we went and we were supposed to stuff all these swag bags for people, as me and this other guy
uh-huh.
that were interns at HBO. And we got there, and there was all these ESPN interns there, and they were doing all the work.
Uh-huh.
So we just went to the bar and, like, got drunk.
Nice.
Like, really drunk. And then, like, the event started, and we were just, like, sitting there bullshitting and totally drunk at the bar, not paying attention. And and the event starts, and we turn, and there's the head dude, Chris Albrecht, the CEO of HBO, and he's standing right next to us.
Were you disappointed?
No, he didn't know he didn't even know who we were.
Oh, okay, good.
He's like, "You guys having a few cocktails on?" We're like, both of us like, "This is our first one."
So,
but he didn't know who we were.
But with Seinfeld, didn't he mention the name of the sub shop on the Tonight Show?
Yeah, because he really liked the sub. He was like wanting a tuna sandwich, and I was like, "Oh, go get him a American sub." And so they got him one, and he really dug it.
Yeah, but did he really mention it on the Tonight Show?
Oh, I don't know on the Tonight Show, but he mentioned it during the show that he did that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, delicious.
Yeah. He liked it.
Speaking of comedy, the Red Clay Comedy Festival returns to Atlanta for its third year on September 28th through the 30th. Kyle Kinane and Nikki Glaser headline a stacked lineup of 40 amazing comedians from all over the country, as well as some Atlanta hometown favorites. This year, they have a very special private performance from Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers. Now, listen, tickets are almost sold out. A few VIP tickets remain, which grants you total access to the entire festival, including 15 live shows, live podcasts, specialty shows, after parties, and much more. Three-day passes have sold out, so you're not going to get any. But they have just released a number of showcase passes, which will get you into all the showcase shows all weekend. Does not include headliner or specialty shows. However, headliners are likely to pop into showcase shows throughout the festival, so they're a killer announcement. Pay attention. New for 2017, all shows will take place in venues within historic East Atlanta Village, including the Earl, Midway Pub, 529 Bar, and Argosy. Get passes and info at redclaycomedy.com. That is redclaycomedy.com. Next week on this show, Johnny Brennan from the Jerky Boys, and we will talk to him.
No, we don't need to talk to him, Jerky.
We don't need to talk to you, Jerky. Ira will be with us. Autumn will not. Right?
Autumn's fired.
No, you're not fired.
No, Autumn. Once after Friday happens, and Autumn becomes very busy because it's after the. Because
it's autumn.
It's autumn.
Oh yeah, Autumn.
I gotta touch every leaf and turn it red.
Oh, you're so nice. All right, so
you're welcome.
Johnny Brennan next week. I hope you guys enjoyed this prank call retrospective. I know I did. Please.
Yeah, so edit some more of your prank phone calls into the show.
I will. And maybe I'll even make more.
Yeah.
If you guys have an idea for a prank call, you can always hit me up on Facebook Messenger. If you want me to prank a friend of yours, I'll go ahead and prank a friend of yours. You just got to give me the premise and then make sure they're not going to sue me. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Why don't you say that, Autumn?
Keep it canon.
Boom. Done.
Two Faces Radio.